And we've been obviously acknowledging today as well the Australia Day recipients, and there are some within our Department of Corrective Services. You're about to meet a superintendent at the Carnet Prison Farm, and now an Australian Corrections Medal recipient as well. Ray Edge, congratulations. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ali, and thank you very much. Happy Australia Day.
Happy Australia Day. How did it feel being awarded this honour today?
Well, I've been listening to people talking about the lucky country, and that's how I feel. Obviously, you can tell from my accent that I haven't always been in Australia, but I feel that it is still the lucky country, and for me to be acknowledged in a public way for doing essentially a job that a lot of people wouldn't not always be interested in, for me is just like the icing on the cake, I guess.
Yeah, what took you into corrective services, Ray?
Initially, it was because I was interested in joining the police, and back then in the early 90s, it was taking a long time for the process to go through. And a friend of mine said, why don't you try prisons? And to be quite honest, I thought, well, I don't think I could really be interested in that. And they said, well, you know, you don't know if you don't give it a go. And then when I did, I was successful and went through the academy. I went to the Canning Vale Remand Centre, and I suppose for the first year it was a huge learning curve. But the more I did, the more I liked it, and I really got to enjoy what I was doing. I felt that working with people, and particularly challenged people, although sometimes it can be a little bit dangerous, a lot of the time it can be very gratifying too.
You became a prison officer in 1995. You've worked your way up to be superintendent there at Carnet Prison Farm, and you're acknowledged here today for providing training opportunities to prisoners using a simulated mine site, which enables many offenders to begin successful careers upon release. That must be very rewarding, Ray.
It is. I think that's, for me, moving through the different parts of the corrective service system, I got to see at the back end people being prepared for a successful release back into the system. So, you know, in community, there were going to be law-abiding citizens. They needed to have certain supports. And one of the key ones is, apart from accommodation, is employment. So for me, that resonated with the need to make sure that we had good arrangements in place to make that transition successful and effective. So for me, it was about relying on a lot of the big employment companies and the generosity and the good spirit, where some of that Aussie sort of give people a second chance and a fair go really resonates, and they put their money into the mix. And so we've got a process running very successfully. It's placing people in really good jobs after they leave prison. And some of them have been successfully sticking with it for 8 years and beyond. So it's really good. So for me, yes, you're right. It's at that end of the business, you're seeing people be successful. So the satisfaction that you get from helping to make that work is good on a personal level, but also, you know, really feeds into making the community a safer place for everybody.
I'm sure it does, Ray. And because we, you know, from time to time, obviously, when we talk about prisons and corrective services, it's always stories that have a negative connotation because of what's gone on in the justice system and what bad behaviour might be reported in the press, for example. But here you've got some programs where prisoners can be rehabilitated, where they're going on and making meaningful lives, being given that second chance. And you've replicated something as well with the Department of Fire and Emergency Services, as well as Biodiversity Conservation and Attractions, with 23 offenders completing specialised training so they could support the fixed-wing water bombers and help in the bushfire season, Ray. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, Carnet is slap-bang in the middle of a sort of a fire risk zone itself. So having the relationship with DFES and DBCA means that we're able to have an effective mitigation plan for ourselves, but we're also good neighbours in the sense that we can respond and assist in and around the community where it's needed. And our guys are able to go off and refill the water bombers at the drop of a hat, essentially, which frees up really important volunteers to do other far more important work at the time. So it means that we're just there to assist, and the prisoners themselves get a hell of a lot out of it. And it's really good for breaking down those barriers between community and prisoners and the perceptions that people can't change or don't want to. Everybody at Carnet has a job. So they have to work on the farm, or they work in the industries, or they will be in full-time study. So it's a positive, it's a future-focused place where people are looking at the next steps and trying to get back to being good parents or good partners and productive in the community.
Well done, Ray. Congratulations on the accolade, and you are a very proud recipient. We salute you today.
Thanks very much, Ollie. I'm very proud to be an Australian, and I'm delighted to continue doing my work.
That's Ray Edge, Superintendent at the Carnet Prison Farm, Australian Corrections Medal recipient today. Well done to him, and doesn't he speak with pride? Some fantastic results coming through our justice system there for some rehabilitated prisoners.